everyone. Welcome to the Catholic Journey podcast. My name is Kristen Bothy, and today's episode is about some oops I've made in previous episodes. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic Journey. I'm your host, Kristen Bothy. Today, where we live, it is about 93 degrees. It is so hot. It felt like my face was melting off this morning when I went outside. So I am nice and cool inside of my house, and I don't plan on leaving today. So today in this episode, we're going to be talking about some oops I've made in my previous episodes. I know I've only made two episodes that have been published, but I wanted to clarify some things that I said in those, and I don't really know how to edit yet, so that is why I am coming to tell you about the oops in an actual episode. So the first oops I made was my very first episode when I was talking about my family and how I do have a half-brother, but I only have two sisters. I'm assuming I said three sisters because I'm one of those sisters, but I actually only have two sisters. I'm a middle child in that instance. My older sister is 2 years older than me, and my younger sister is 4 years younger than me. So I am right smack dab in the middle. My brother is a lot older. Well, he was a lot older than me. So I don't really equate him inside of like the child time of my life. He was grown by then. So another oops that I made is that I was talking about adoration, and I was saying that adoration is Fridays at this time. Well, at our parish, yes, it is. At other parishes, I'm sure that adoration is all different times. So excuse me for saying that every, you know, Friday, da-da-da. Yeah, that is not what I really meant. And then another mistake that I made was the book that I was trying to find the name of by Scott Hahn. I have the book. It's called Rome, Sweet Rome, and it is a really good book about his journey into the Catholic faith. And I think I said that he was a scholar. I don't know if he would even call himself a scholar, but he's definitely a theologian. So he talks to everyone about all the things he's done. He does have a book called The Fourth Cup, however, so I was right in that. I read that one, but so those are the oops that I've made in the episodes. And excuse me, and if you find any other oops, I do have a Facebook page called The Catholic Journey. It's facebook.com/The Catholic Journey. And so if you find any oops, I would really love for you to message me or, you know, put a message on there. You can post something, but out of being embarrassed, I would like you to maybe message me instead, and then I'll clarify it in the next episode that I was actually wrong, da da da. So I think that was about it. This is a really short episode because I just wanted to make sure that you all knew that I'm trying my best to give the correct information on things. I really want to try. I've been researching things to talk about because I think it's really important for us to know the actual facts. And some of the episodes are going to be lighthearted and some of them are going to be more serious. I have recorded some about things that are more intense episodes, and I have a feeling that some people will have a lot of opinions on that. So I apologize. I really don't want anyone to feel left out of any conversations that I'm having or any kind of ideas, but in this world, everyone has all different kinds of opinions. I'm never going to please everyone. So, but I am going to try my best to show everyone that I do love them, no matter what their condition they're in. I want to love everyone just like Christ does. And just because I'm not agreeing with a situation that a person is in or with something that a person is doing or like their lifestyle, it doesn't mean that I don't love them fully. I do love people. And if I didn't love them, I would just say, go ahead and do whatever you want, whatever makes you happy. And I really do love them, and that's why I put my reputation on the line sometimes, because I don't want to be an indifferent person and let people make horrible decisions in God's eyes. So, I wanted to thank you all for listening this far into my podcast, and I'm excited to get into a lot more serious topics and some more lighthearted topics. So I hope you all have a great day and stay cool.